On the inside, my spirit is born from above. My spirit is to operate from heaven. But I've been given an earth walk in this earth suit. And God needs me. He needs you.
As a believer, you're called to rule and reign in the earth and be about your Father's business, spreading the good news of the gospel. Learn how to draw from heaven's resources on today's Believer's Voice of Victory with Gloria Copeland and Billy Brim.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Billy Brim from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks is with us again today, and we are learning some things that not everybody knows. So you stick with us.
Hallelujah. Oh, I surely hope more people learn it. Especially the body of Christ, because here Jesus is coming, and we've got to rule and reign before He comes. Mm-hmm. Now we don't wait around till the millennium,
time to get it
or
now.
Until somebody has their throat cut in our neighborhood.
Yeah, that's right.
We need to rule and reign right now. And before the week's end, we're going to talk about that.
Good.
But we are talking about right now position, and position is everything in these last days, and on the earth. There's this city, which is really the capital city of the whole earth, earthly Jerusalem. But everything is of the whole creation starts in heavenly Jerusalem, of course, with God the Father. Mm-hmm. And the Jews know about the two Jerusalems. They've known about it. And I explained yesterday how they paint paintings about it. And I asked one rabbi about it because he had a painting of it in his synagogue. And he told me that they know about it because Moses told them about heavenly Jerusalem after he came back from there and left the oral tradition of it. And then I asked him where it was in the Bible, and he took me to Psalm 122. So if you will go to Psalm 122, bless the Lord, and there you're going to read about Jerusalem being a city in verse 3, 122:3. A city that is compact together, that is being builded compact together. Now, I'm going to read you that out of the Young's translation, the Young's literal translation, they call it, because he's so literal with the original languages. And he translates that, Psalm 122:3, Jerusalem, the builded one, is as a city that is joined to itself together. There are two Jerusalems, and they are builded and will be in the millennium seen to be together. Very connected, heaven and earth. Very connected, these two Jerusalems. So down in this chapter, in verse 6, it says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Now, people pray for that. They lift that verse all out of context. And they pray for the peace of Jerusalem and anything goes, you know, just stop the fighting. That's not what we're praying. We're praying about this being builded together. We're to pray about this Jerusalem being whole. Mm-hmm. And I want to show you how words are made up. Hebrew words, what a fascinating, marvelous language, the language of creation. And all Hebrew words come from, and now we're showing you a graph. They come from a root word. There's a book called How the Hebrew Language Grew. Mm-hmm. And it grows out of a root. And the root letters are usually three Hebrew letters read from the right to the left. This is the most well-known Hebrew root. It's the most well-known Hebrew word, amen. And that means, may this prayer come true. So I don't ever say amen to something. People can say the devil's taking things over. I'm not about to say amen, even though people say amen. I don't want that to come true.
Right.
I only say amen like Jesus said, like mm-hmm. it says, Paul, the Holy Ghost through Paul. How can they say amen at your giving of thanks?
Yeah.
You know, so you pray a prayer that they can understand because it's important that they say amen. Now turn that back on. And here's the word wheel. The three letters in the middle are the root. And off growing from that are spokes. And these are the words that are in that family of words that grew from that root. They all go together. They're all connected. So what does it take for a prayer to come true? Well, look over there at the spoke it's on my left as I look at the screen. Faith. Faith and amen are kin to each other. The Hebrew word for faith is emunah. You can kind of hear it in there, and even if you don't speak Hebrew, emunah, amen. Then what does it take for the prayer to come true? Truth. And the truth is the word of God. And what does it take? It takes yamin. It takes the right hand of God, the strength of God. So the word of God, faith in the word of God, the truth, the right hand of God, all will give you a prayer that can come true. Other words come from it too. Believed comes from it. And so another root word, which I don't have a wheel on, but I want them to put up from this same book, How the Hebrew Language Grew by Horowitz. If you'll put up the Shalom slide, which is number 29. Okay, now I'm going to see. This is a root word. It probably, the Jews, now this is written to a people, probably English children in a Hebrew school here in America. But they're learning to speak Hebrew. And in Israel today, just as it is all through the Bible, when you greet someone, you say Shalom. It's a wonderful greeting. So this teacher writes, it probably never occurred to you, and it may faintly amuse you to know that when someone says to you inquiringly, Mashalomcha, that's what they say in the mornings. They say, Shalom, Mashalomcha. That question is, what is your peace?
So is that where we get, how are you?
Yes, we get it. So you can put that back up, please. And when someone says Mashalomcha, he's actually asking you whether you are whole or complete in one piece. They want assurance that no part of you, fingers, toes, legs, arms, etc., is missing or broken. Because the root meaning of our familiar greeting word shalom is shalem.
Oh.
Shalem means whole, complete. If you're whole, you're probably well and at peace. Shalom is the peace that comes to you because you are whole. And so to pray, to pay something, you make them whole. And he goes on down to talk about the rest of the words in the Bible, but down the last paragraph. It is interesting to note that the English greeting hail has the same meaning as shalom, namely being whole. And when someone said hail in Old English, he's wishing you're whole. So when we say shalom, it's the peace that comes because you're whole. And Jesus said, I went to get you shalom. Mm-hmm. That means you're to have nothing missing,
nothing
broken. Everything is promised
Amen.
To you in that.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's so great and grand and glorious,
Amen.
Isn't it? Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
So right here in this chapter, 122, when it says Yerushalayim is as a city builded together, you pray for that building together. You pray for that coming together and it being whole. It's not to be broken. God's plan is it for to come. All things be as one, it tells us in Ephesians, headed up by Him. And then you're praying that there won't be a two-state problem.
I see. Mm-hmm.
You're praying because they want to do that. People who don't know the Word of God, and they go by their own thinking, and they're thinking how to bring an absence of fighting. And so they are trying to make up a two-state solution. It's not a two-state solution. You talk about problems. You just do that, and it's going to create problems. So you're praying that it'll never be divided, that Jerusalem is the undivided, eternal capital of Israel and a capital in the earth. Now, we read Young's translation that this says, Yerushalayim, the builded one, is as a city that is joined together. And I told you that in the Hebrew language, when you count, you say, Achat, Shtaim, Shalosh. Shtaim is two. But I don't have to always say two somethings. I could say, these are cups, I could say kosaim, or it might be feminine, which would be another ending, but aim. Yeah, that would be right, kosaim. And glasses, for instance, comes in pair. That's mishkafayim. Well. Shoes come in pairs. Nahalayim. Two hands is yadayim. So two Jerusalems is Yerushalayim. And in that very name, Yerushalayim, the way they say it, it's acknowledging that there is a Jerusalem on high and a Jerusalem above, they call it, and then Jerusalem below. And of course, Hamakom for the earth is earthly Jerusalem. And then Jesus said to his disciples, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare Hamakom for you. There's a place for you. The new covenant believer, there is a place for the new species where you're going to go. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again.
Praise God.
And receive you unto myself. Now, to be a citizen of the heavenly Jerusalem, I'm a citizen of the United States because I was born here. Mm-hmm. I was born in Tulsa. Where were you born?
Arkansas.
Center
Point, Arkansas.
So you are a citizen of the United States
by birth. I'm sure you've heard of it.
I heard it from you, but nowhere else did
it's
I ever hear
place.
It of. But I'm sure it's there, and I'm sure you were born there.
That's right.
And so how do you get to be a citizen of heavenly Jerusalem? You have to be born there. Now turn in your Bible to John chapter 3. And in John chapter 3, you're going to see where Nicodemus came to Jesus by night and began to question him. And Jesus answered him in, hallelujah, I really have it typed off, but I think I want to look at the whole chapter. John chapter 3, and we're a little slow this morning, Glo.
We are. You must have kept me up too late last night.
And I get to stay down at her house, isn't that great? And he says to Jesus, verse 2, Rabbi, we know you're a teacher come from God, for no man can do these things except God be with him. And Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And then down in verse 6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto you, you must be born again. Well, that's how the King James translates it, but that's not what the Greek says. There's another verse which talks about being born again, but let's look at what the Greek says in Young's. He translates it. I have a center reference column that tells me, but I find out that a lot of people don't have these reference Bibles anymore. You have one, Gloria.
Yes, but it's very tiny.
It's very tiny there. But over in that center reference column, it's going to say from above.
From above. Mm-hmm, it does.
Except a man be born from above.
From above.
He cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus knows all about Jerusalem that says above. He knows that Jesus is talking about the heavenly Jerusalem. So here's how Young's translates it. Verily, verily, verse 3, if anyone may not be born from above, he is not able to see the reign of God.
The reign.
Uh-huh. The kingdom.
R-E-I-G-N.
The reign.
Uh-huh.
And then in verse 6, Young translates, that which has been born of the flesh is flesh, and that which has been born of the spirit is spirit. You were born of the flesh in Center Point, Iowa, Arkansas. I'm sorry. Center Park, Arkansas.
Center Point. Arkansas. It's a very famous
place. Center Point, Arkansas. In the flesh you were born.
That's right.
I bet you were a darling little baby.
Oh, I was precious.
That's what I thought. And I was born, it's interesting, I just thought of this. I was born in the flesh in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and you were born again in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
That's right.
That's right. Isn't that something? So anyway, moving right along, that is born of the flesh is flesh, and that is born of the Spirit is Spirit.
I'm twice born. Everybody's got to be twice born.
You have to be twice born. And your second birth can't be from earth.
No.
It has to be out from heavenly Jerusalem.
It's spiritual.
Now, here is what how Young translates it. The Greek word, I think it's anothen or anothen. He translates it, I'll just start with verse 6. That which has been born of the flesh is flesh, and that which hath been born of the Spirit is Spirit. Thou mayest not wonder what I said to thee. It behooveth you
to
be born from above.
Glory
you like that?
It
behooveth you.
I've never seen
to
that
be
before.
Born from above. And you know Young's translation. We heard Brother Keith the other night when we were there at his place. He quoted from Young's and talked about it's a literal translation. I enjoy.
Now, is this Young's here?
This is Young's. I enjoy like some of the paraphrases, mm-hmm. but if I want to know really, 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 really what it said, what the Holy Ghost said, I want to go back to the original and I want to go to the best translation of that. So the best translation of what, I'm going to read it again. It behooveth you to be born from above.
It does you good.
It does you good, and you're not going to be a citizen of heavenly Jerusalem unless you were born there.
Yes, that's right.
That's how you get to be a citizen. And everyone who's born there, that's their place of their citizenship. Let's look at Galatians 4 and verse 26. Galatians 4, verse 26. Remember that we've just read, you have to be born from above. That's heavenly Jerusalem. Look what Paul calls it in Galatians 4, 26. Paul, who was brought up Jewish, knowing all about Jerusalem above. And the Holy Ghost says through Paul, talking to Christians, the New Testament letters are to the new species. Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all. So, we're born in Jerusalem above. Hebrews tells us that's where the roll is kept with our name on it. The church roll is kept in heaven. I don't think there's any wrong with having membership in churches below. You know who your membership is. But the real membership roll, we'll read it later, is kept in heaven.
I am on the roll.
I'm on the roll. Bless the Lord.
When the roll is called up yonder.
Yeah, I'll be there.
I'll be there.
My birth certificate is there. I was born there.
We were born
in Jerusalem above. And I'm a new species.
Yes.
And I'm made of the seed of God.
Yes. You're a new creation.
I am of God. On earth, I do, check my family tree. But my spiritual family tree is short.
Short. That's a good word for it.
You are of God, little children.
Mm-hmm. Glory be.
And have overcome them. Them whom? Them devils.
Them.
That he's been talking about.
All of them that are against
us. Yeah. I am of God. I am born in the mother city, Jerusalem. My father is God.
Praise God.
I'm a brand new species. I'm something this earth never knew before. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, I'm getting my preaching voice on. I have to
watch
it and hold down because I'm on TV.
I'll take care of you.
Supposed to be kind of quieter. Now, my citizenship is in heaven.
That's right.
Philippians 3, verse 20. Turn there.
Got it.
King James says, for our conversation is in heaven. That word conversation is the Greek word politouma. You can see that we get politics from it. And actually, it's a city. It means a city. It means citizenship. Our citizenship is in heaven, from whence Also, we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. I am a citizen of the city he's gonna come from when he comes down here to get me. Who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Let me read you that in Young's again. Remember that literal translation? He translates it citizenship rather than conversation. For our citizenship is in the heavens. When? Is now. Right now. Mm-hmm. You don't have to wait till you die.
We is a citizen.
We is a citizen right now.
That's
we
right.
have our being right now in heaven. Our citizenship is in the heavens, whence also a Savior we await, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise God. He's
now
coming.
He's coming. Here's the Amplified Bible, which does what it says it does. It amplifies the Greek. We are citizens of the state, commonwealth, homeland,
yes,
which
Lord
is in
God.
Heaven. And from it also we earnestly and patiently await.
Yes, we do.
The coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise God.
The Messiah.
Thank you, Lord. Come, Lord
Savior,
Jesus.
Who will transform and fashion anew the body of our humiliation to conform to and be like the body of his glory and majesty, by exerting that power which enables him even to subject everything to himself. There's an old gospel quartet song which says, "We'll have a new body." Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Actually, it's this body transformed. We are right now citizens of heaven. Mm-hmm. On the inside, my spirit is born from above. My spirit is to operate from heaven. But I've been given an earth walk in this earth suit. And God needs me. He needs you.
Mm-hmm.
He needs us to be operating from heaven in the earth.
That's right.
He needs us to be getting our orders from the head through the body, because we have authority on the earth. We're
going to
be
done.
Talking about that, and that's our job.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we are to be doing until Jesus comes. And so we're going to be studying more about that. We have to think less of ourselves as earthly creatures and do what Colossians says, "If you then be risen with Christ, set your mind on things above and keep it there."
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah.
That's where the blessing comes.
We need a renewed mind about who we are. Satan and terrorist groups cannot come in my neighborhood and operate.
That's right. I agree.
I'm from a higher kingdom.
You have authority.
I have authority.
Glory to God. Don't miss it, Billy, and I'll be right back.
The Heaven and Earth Package, teaching resources selected by Dr. Billy Brim, will help you understand God's position regarding Jerusalem and answer your questions about its importance. Hamakom is Hebrew for the place. The two messages on CD about Hamakom will teach you an accurate biblical and historical account of Jerusalem. Knowing God's plan for His chosen people in that place will help you understand His destiny for you in your appointed place. In the DVD set, Billy Brim explains about Jerusalem above and earthly Jerusalem coming together and what your part is as the church. The mini book, Jerusalem Above and Below, gives you the synopsis of Jerusalem's history and importance today so that you can share with others and answer the questions they may have. You will also receive your own copy of the beautiful New Jerusalem artwork by Jewish artist Bracha Levi, depicting heavenly and earthly Jerusalem coming together. Allow it to daily remind you to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Learn the truth and be encouraged with the Heaven and Earth Package.
Order the Heaven and Earth Package for only $38.99. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Receive these key resources researched and selected by Billy Brim to give you the biblical insight and understanding you need to help you live blessed and protected in these end times. Prepare and get ready for the coming of the Lord. Be in faith, full of hope, and armed with God's Word and wisdom with the Heaven and Earth Package.
Our product this week, you're going to like this, is the Heaven and Earth Package. Tell us, Billy, what
okay.
we got.
Well, we've been talking about heavenly Jerusalem, earthly Jerusalem, and our being a citizen of heavenly Jerusalem. And I've got a book, a little mini book that we just got off the press, and it's got some in-depth teaching about Hamakom and the heavenly Jerusalem.
You
and
may leave
our
that
place.
One here with me.
Well, actually, it's a dummy copy.
Oh,
so
well,
anyway,
I'm not a dummy. Okay.
No. But anyway, it's that hot off the press.
All right.
So it's Jerusalem above and below. And we've used for the cover this picture by Bracha Levi Brim.
That's good.
And I have just learned that we can offer this to you. This is going to come in your package.
Good.
Now, here's what I do with my picture. I have a bookcase, and I keep this leaned up against the books. And it just keeps me kind of conscious of thinking of heavenly Jerusalem.
That's good.
There's where I am. So you could put one in your bookcase or on your wall or whatever. And then I'm doing, I have an in-depth 2 DVD set from our eschatology school on heavenly Jerusalem and the church.
Ooh,
and
good.
Then I have a CD set on Hamakom. Those are different ones, but they're kind of alike, but they'll be...
Everybody's going to want that, including me.
Bless the
I
Lord.
I want it. Glory to God. It's not the time to let fear in. You have the promises of
Absolutely.
God and His Word, and we take authority over fear, and we refuse to have it. Share these things with your family and let them know. Those of them that are not born again, go after them in the name of Jesus.
Oh, yes.
So order your package today. Father, we pray for everybody listening today. We thank you for their healing and their deliverance and their wholeness. In Jesus' name, reveal yourself to them in a mighty way. Amen.
Amen.
The Branson campaign starts next week. Now, you need to be there. That's Thursday, February the 26th through the 28th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. It's a great, great meeting. Come and hear the Word and be in God's presence. You'll receive mighty things from the Lord there. It's a place of revelation and wisdom. Of course, it's free. You can join us on the internet live at kcm.org, but it's always more fun in person. This is Gloria Copeland and Billy Brim reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Build your faith and be transformed by the Word of God. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. Continue your studies with this week's product offer. Order your copy today and let these word-based teachings help you live in victory. Receive God's grace abounding toward you and live in the blessing. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event.
Man shall live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. We have the spiritual capacity to hear and act on and believe every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
The 2015 Branson Victory Campaign, February 26th through 28th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The 2015 Southwest Believers Convention, June 29th through July 4th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests in Fort Worth, Texas. The 2015 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November 12th through 14th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information, go to the KCM website.